Welcome to the IT Job Coach Podcast, your go-to source for IT career advice and guidance. Whether you're just entering the workforce, seeking to make a career pivot, or you have recently experienced job loss, this podcast is here to support you. Now, here's your host, Frank DiMeo.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the IT Job Coach Show. I am thrilled to be your host, Frank DiMeo, as we embark on this journey to boost your IT career through LinkedIn optimization. LinkedIn has become the go-to platform for professionals in the IT industry. Whether you're an experienced IT guru or just taking your first steps in this exciting field, having an impressive LinkedIn profile can be your golden ticket to landing your dream job. In today's episode, we're diving headfirst into the world of LinkedIn, and we're about to embark on a step-by-step journey to transform your LinkedIn profile into a powerful tool for IT job success. So let's not waste any more time and jump right into the action.
Here's the rundown.
Step one, set up your basic profile. Your LinkedIn journey begins with creating your profile, and if you haven't done that already, it's really important. It's like setting up the foundation for a building, and without a strong base, the building won't stand tall. So make sure you add your name, your location, and your industry. So with your name, use your full name as it appears on your official documents. This fosters authenticity and helps people who know you in a professional context find your profile. Next, your location. Your location and industry play a significant role in how LinkedIn's algorithm works when suggesting you to recruiters or potential connections. So your location is very important. And third, the industry. Choose the most relevant industry to your current job or the job you aspire to have. And here is a list of common IT-related industries listed in LinkedIn. Technology, information and internet, information services, there's a ton more, but you'll be able to find one that fits your area specifically.
What else you got?
Step two, add a professional photo. Imagine you're walking into a job interview and your profile picture is your first impression. Make sure it's a clear, high-quality image that exudes professionalism. And remember, a picture can be worth a thousand words. So stay away from group photos, selfies, and vacation photos. And you want to choose a photo with a resolution of at least 400 by 400 pixels. Avoid using small, low-resolution, or blurry images. Ensure your face takes up at least 60% of the frame by cropping the picture from the top of your shoulders to just above your head. And then fourth, select a solo photo. As I mentioned, stay away from group photos, right? Because making sure you're the only one in the picture will avoid confusion with folks looking at it and not sure which person in the photo is you.
What else you got?
Step three. Write an attention-grabbing headline, okay? Don't just settle for a bland job title. Your headline should sparkle like a lighthouse, right? Like a beacon in the night, okay? Craft it to reflect your expertise and what makes you unique in the IT world. And I'll just give you a couple of examples of what a good heading would be. So say you're in cybersecurity, a good heading might be cybersecurity specialist, and then I like to use the pipe its. So cybersecurity specialist, pipe it, safeguarding data and mitigating cyber threats. Okay, that's one way you could go there. Another one, say for an AI or, you know, a machine learning professional. So in this case, you could do a headline that says AI and machine learning engineer, pipe it, harnessing data science for intelligent solutions, right? Something that really gets out there and grabs your attention.
What else you got?
Step four, create a compelling summary. Okay, think of your summary as your elevator pitch. This is your chance to tell your professional story. Don't just list your achievements, okay? Weave them into your narrative that engages the reader. Your summary should be written in the first person. It should include relevant keywords for your industry and the role, that you're looking for or the role that you're in. Keywords are crucial because they increase your profile's visibility in LinkedIn search results when someone searches for those terms. When writing your summary, think about what you want the reader to understand about you. For example, it's that you're a help desk professional who has consistently exceeded service level expectations, or you're a software developer with a passion for AI. Okay, always tie your experiences and your skills to demonstrate outcomes. Okay, you want to make sure that you're able to demonstrate those outcomes through your experience and skills. And this will add credibility to your assertions, and it gives readers an idea of what you can offer. Now, here's an example, cybersecurity person, an example summary. As a cybersecurity professional, my mission is to protect organizations from evolving cyber threats with a focus on proactive defense strategies, risk assessment, and incident response. I ensure the confidentiality, integrity, and availability of critical assets. Let's collaborate to safeguard your digital landscape. So you see how that kind of puts into perspective exactly what it is that you'd be able to offer. I just want to take a second to tell you about my LinkedIn Profile Improvement and Success Blueprint. Are you still looking for your dream job? Are you looking to break into a new job? In your quest for that next position, are you the only one doing all the work by applying to positions one by one? A proper LinkedIn profile can help you put this on autopilot. And with my program, you will get a comprehensive step-by-step blueprint to improve, build out, and use your new well-designed LinkedIn profile, which will help you with enhanced visibility. Okay, a well-optimized profile is more likely to appear in search results, making it easier for others to find you online. It will also lead to networking opportunities because LinkedIn is a powerful networking platform, and a strong profile can help you connect with industry peers, potential employers, colleagues, and mentors. Also, job opportunities. Many employers and recruiters use LinkedIn to find and evaluate candidates. A compelling profile increases your chance of being contacted for job opportunities. And number four, professional credibility. A well-crafted profile showcases your skills, qualifications, and accomplishments, establishing you as a credible expert in your field. For a limited time only, my blueprint is on sale and available to you. So take action now. Go to itjobcoach.com/LinkedIn. That's itjobcoach.com/LinkedIn, and put finding your next job or promotion on autopilot. Step number five, detail your work experience. Now it's time to dive into the meat of your profile, your work experience. Don't just list job titles and dates. Share your accomplishments, responsibilities, and how you've contributed to your organization or organizations that you've worked at. Similar to your resume, the experience section. But in the same regards as with your resume, you will want to focus on quantifiable achievements, okay? The experience section is where you can display your professional trajectory. And for each position, you should provide a brief summary that highlights your responsibilities, key achievements, and the skills you've mastered. It's not meant to just be a copy of your resume. Rather, it's a place where you can share insights into what you've learned, achieved, and contributed in your roles. Remember, use action verbs like led, managed, created, and increased to start your sentences and make your experiences more compelling. Quantify your achievements where possible. For instance, increase website traffic by 60% through targeted SEO strategies. That will always have more impact than just saying implemented SEO strategies. You see the difference there? Increase website traffic by 60% through targeted SEO strategies, or do you want to just have implemented SEO strategies? Think about this, fill out that work experience, you'll be well on your way.
What else you got?
Step six, update skills and gather endorsements. okay? Your skills showcase your expertise. Keep them current. Don't be shy about asking your connections to endorse you. These endorsements serve as trust signals to potential employers. So the skills and endorsement section is an area where you can highlight up to 50 of your key skills. Focus on the skills that are most relevant to your career goals and are of interest to your target audience. Don't just put a whole bunch of skills in there that really don't matter. So think about including about 10 of your most current and relevant skills. Avoid old or irrelevant skills. And when you have these relevant skills on your profile, you're more likely to be contacted by recruiters. Like I said, you're able to add up to 50 of them. Doesn't mean you have to add all 50. Some examples, tech support is one. UI, UX is also another one. So take a look at that list and add the ones that are most pertinent to you.
What else you got?
Step 7, gather recommendations. Recommendations are golden nuggets on your LinkedIn treasure hunt. So reach out to colleagues, mentors, or supervisors and ask them to write you a glowing recommendation. It's like having a team of advocates in your corner. Now, recommendations serve as testimonials. They provide social proof for the claims that you're making in your LinkedIn profile. They enhance your credibility. They reinforce your professional image. So therefore, it's important to have a few thoughtful recommendations from colleagues, managers, or clients who can vouch for your skills and work ethic. And what you want to do is aim to get 2 to 3 recommendations for each position you've held. I know this seems like a lot, but it's a good target to try to hit. When asking for recommendations, it's important to make your request personal. Don't just put a whole bunch of, the same templated message together, right? Make it personal. Briefly explain why you're requesting a recommendation from them and suggest a few points they might want to touch upon to make it easier for them to write the recommendation. And a tip, offering to reciprocate the favor can make people more likely to write you a recommendation. Remember, it's a professional courtesy to write a thoughtful and personalized recommendation if you've agreed to exchange it with someone. Remember to thank them for the recommendation afterwards.
What else you got?
Step 8, showcase your education and certifications. In the IT world, qualifications matter. Highlight your educational background and certifications prominently. It's like waving your credentials in front of your dream employer. Okay? Your education and certifications lend weight to your professional image by showcasing your formal training and continuous learning efforts. List all of your relevant educational qualifications, including university degrees, professional certificates, online courses, and training programs. This section should include the name of the institution, the degree or the certification you earned, and the dates attended. For each item, you should also write a brief description of the skills and the knowledge you acquired. And don't just think of this as a place for traditional education. If you've completed relevant online courses, workshops, or professional trainings, include those as well. Because what it does is it really shows that you're committed to keeping your skills up to date. Adding certifications and learning paths can help you stand out from others. And there's really no limit to adding education and certifications to your profile. Just keep in mind, keep your certifications relevant to the positions that you're looking for or that you're applying to.
What else you got?
Step 9, add interests and volunteer experience. Beyond the IT grind, you have interests and passions, or at least I hope you do. Okay, share them on your profile, along with any volunteer experiences that demonstrate your commitment to causes or projects in the tech community if you can. Okay, adding your interests and volunteer experiences to your LinkedIn profile, it'll give a more, well-rounded view of you as an individual, and it can also be a great conversation starter and help you connect with others on a more personal level. The interests section should reflect your professional interests, and following industry leaders, companies, and professional groups can keep you updated on industry trends and discussions. And we know with IT, things happen so quickly, and it's really important to keep up on those trends. It also tells visitors to your profile what industries and topics you are passionate about. Don't add too many interests, okay? Try to limit to only add interests that are relevant to your work or you are super passionate about, okay? Use keywords that describe your interests. Follow the interests of people or brands that you admire. For volunteer experience, your volunteer experience could be a key that opens the door for your new job. According to a study by Deloitte, 82% of recruiters choose candidates with volunteer experience over those that don't. Something to think about there. And that same study found that hiring managers are much more willing to disregard resume issues when candidates have strong volunteering experience. And these types of issues with your resume could include like employment gaps and, you know, lack of paid work experience. So think about that, especially if you have those issues already within your resume.
What else you got?
Step 10, customize your LinkedIn URL. Okay, a custom LinkedIn URL not only looks really good, but it's easier to share. It's your online identity, so make it memorable and professional, okay? LinkedIn provides a default URL for your profile, but it typically includes numbers that really doesn't look professional, and it's not memorable, okay? So customizing your LinkedIn URL not only looks more professional, but it also makes it easier for others to find and remember your profile, okay? I always recommend putting your LinkedIn profile URL on your resume, okay? So if you just have this long string of numbers, it's really difficult to do that. It doesn't quite look as good. So your personalized LinkedIn URL can be up to 100 characters. They recommend between 5 and 30, okay? And ideally should include your name, okay? It can be a combination of your first and last name, initials, or a professional alias if you have one. So here's an example. Suppose your name is Jane Doe and you're a digital marketing professional. When you first create your LinkedIn profile, LinkedIn might assign you a URL such as linkedin.com/in/jane-doe-12345678-9. Okay. While this URL includes your name, the string of numbers at the end just makes it appear unprofessional and it can be hard for others to remember. Okay. So instead, you can customize this URL to something more succinct and professional, such as linkedin.com/in/Jane Doe, all one word, or www.linkedin.com/in/Jane-Doe. Okay, this streamlined URL not only looks more professional, but it also makes it easier for others to find and recall your profile. Okay, now you might be thinking to yourself, okay, Frank, Jane Doe, I doubt that's still available. And you're probably correct. So in the case where a URL with your exact name is already taken, you can get a little creative and incorporate your profession into the URL. So Jane could opt for something like www.linkedin.com/in/Jane Doe-digital marketing. Okay, it not only incorporates the name, your name, but it also gives an immediate indication of a professional background. Okay, and another tip to follow up on that. Once you've customized your LinkedIn URL, include it in your email signature, right? Always in your resume. And if you have a business card, okay, it allows people to find you, to correspond with you, and easily learn more about your professional experience, skills, and achievements.
What else you got?
Step 11, build your network. Okay, LinkedIn isn't a solo game. It's about connections. Connect with IT professionals, colleagues, and industry leaders. The wider your network, the more opportunities will come knocking at your quote-unquote virtual door. So building an impressive LinkedIn profile is just the first step. Staying active on the platform is equally important. Regular activity helps you remain visible to your connections and keeps you abreast of industry trends and opportunities, okay? So try to make it a habit to share relevant content such as industry news, insights, or articles you've written. Engage with the content shared by others in your network by liking, sharing, and commenting. Join LinkedIn groups that are relevant to your industry and participate in the discussions. Don't spam, right? Make sure you don't do that. Participate in discussions. Bring value. And while regular activity is encouraged, okay, overposting can lead to content fatigue among your connections, okay? So make sure you strike a balance. And as a rule of thumb, a few times per week is a good frequency for most users. Remember, the benefits of LinkedIn extend beyond the job search phase, okay? By staying active, you can keep your network vibrant, continue learning, and you can also maintain your personal brand. Regular LinkedIn activity means you'll be prepared when it's time for your next job search with a strong network ready to support you. And this includes regular engagement with your network through liking, sharing, commenting, and also will contribute to your active presence on LinkedIn. And through this, you can stay visible to your connections, and it can increase the likelihood of your profile appearing in LinkedIn search results. And here's a list of some weekly tasks that can help you stay active. And these are some ideas. You could write a post, create a poll, write an article, okay? Long form content is king, so be sure to answer comments on your posts and engage with folks after posting those. Two, you can endorse or recommend someone in your network, okay? Spontaneous recommendations are normally very well received, okay? It shows you as someone who is supportive to others too. Number three, if you've been posting a lot and adding content, you can check back on some of your older posts to see if they receive more comments and make sure that you re-engage and comment back. Number four, search for company pages that are your target employers and follow them. Use the search bar and search for terms such as information technology or specific technologies or companies like Cisco. Click on those companies and follow the ones you're interested in. Again, don't follow a ton. There is a balance there. Go to LinkedIn, my network page, and accept connection requests or find new group or page suggestions to join or follow. So one thing you want to think about when you have folks looking to connect with you, don't always just accept every single person that connects with you. Try to connect with that person. See if it's someone who actually knows you. See if it's a legitimate connection before you accept. Because sometimes you can get a lot of folks trying to connect with you who, one, you may not know, and they may not be as legitimate as you might think. So just be prepared for that. Build the right network with the right people. You can also comment on a post in a group that you belong to. That's going to help your noticeability on LinkedIn. Number seven, pick some of your connections you know well and check their connections, okay? And connect to the people that you have in common or ask for an introduction, right? Maybe there's someone in their network who you think would make a great connection for you. Ask them to introduce you. Number eight, take action with your current, previous, or potential employer page. It can include things like liking, commenting, sharing, or engaging. Remember, stay professional and always show etiquette.
What else you got?
Step number 12, job searching on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a goldmine for job searchers. Use it as a powerful job search to find your next IT role. It has some powerful features that can really help you. You can filter by location, industry, or specific keywords to pinpoint a perfect opportunity for you. It's really the ultimate platform for searching and exploring job opportunities. It offers distinct advantages that make it an essential resource for any job seeker. LinkedIn boasts an extensive network of professionals, right, and companies. You have access to a vast pool of potential employers. The platform's advanced search features can help you to narrow down your job search based on specific criteria, such as going back to location, industry, right, even experience level, and there's a lot of other filters as well. And LinkedIn really allows you to showcase your professional profile, highlight your skills, experiences, and achievements, and that can give you an edge in the competitive job market. With its robust job listings, right, personalized recommendations, and the ability to connect directly with hiring managers and recruiters, that's pretty impressive, right? LinkedIn can empower you to discover and pursue exciting careers, prospects, while leveraging the power of your professional network. So that is impressive all in itself. Congratulations, you've just completed my 12-step journey to LinkedIn profile optimization for IT job success. Remember, your LinkedIn profile is your online resume, your digital business card, and your networking hub all rolled into one. Just wanted to reiterate one more time, take a second to tell you about my LinkedIn profile improvement and success blueprint. Are you still looking for your dream job? Are you looking to break into a new job? In your quest for that next position, are you the only one doing all the work by applying to positions one by one? Let your network do the work for you. A proper LinkedIn profile can help you put the entire process on autopilot. And with this program, you will get a comprehensive step-by-step blueprint to improve, build out, and use your new well-designed LinkedIn profile, which will help you with enhanced visibility, networking opportunities, job opportunities, and professional credibility. So for a limited time, this blueprint is on sale, so take action now. Go to itjobcoach.com/LinkedIn. That's itjobcoach.com/LinkedIn, and put finding your next job or promotion on autopilot. Thank you for tuning in to the IT Job Coach Show. If you found this episode valuable, please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And yes, as I mentioned earlier, let's connect on LinkedIn. You can find additional resources and show notes on my website, www.itjobcoach.com. Stay tuned for more episodes packed with expert advice to fuel your IT career ambitions. Until next time, this is Frank DeMayo signing off. And remember, your dream IT job is just a LinkedIn profile away.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with the IT Job Coach podcast and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can check us out on www.itjobcoach.com.